Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
But again, when I keep going back to the Honey Badger wanting to send a gift basket to the Niners and Kyle for not continuously running the ball on that last possession, that's where I put it all at the doorstep of Kyle. You could have won that game had you kept gashing him on the ground for whatever reason you chose to run. Okay, fast forward the Rams. Tart catches the interception from Stafford. The game's over. They're going to the Super Bowl. That didn't happen. I don't blame Kyle. And last year's Super Bowl, outside, Stani, of the overtime rules and the decision to receive the kick and not give it to Kansas City first, that is not like 2019. So it's blame to go around players, but 2019 is the one that I really feel like Kyle let get away.
All right, help me here because I actually don't remember. But okay. When the Eagles lost the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, right?
Yeah.
Was Sirianni, did he do anything that you remember that might have cost him the game?
I don't.
Okay.
And Jalen and Hurt, she didn't ask me, fumbled while they were up, and that changed the outcome of the game to me.
Okay.
All right.
So
as great as he was in that game, how can you be great? You gave up 6 points, but I don't look at Sirianni as, man, you had your Kyle Shanahan moment in 19.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Waterman in Corte Madera. Hey, Waterman, how you doing, man?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Good afternoon. Yeah, thanks for taking the call. So my feeling on this is simple. The Niners, unfortunately, are the team now that make the mistakes in the critical moments.
Mm.
You know, I was young enough, and I'm old enough, I should say, where I got to see the last two Super Bowls that I can honestly really remember that the Niners did win, and they were the better team overall. They didn't make the mistakes and then capitalized on the other team's mistakes. The Niners now, I see them making all these procedural mistakes. I see them not capitalizing on turnovers, you know, critical moments, all stuff that just makes it that much harder for that team to have to come back, you know, and fight for. So, I mean, and this goes back, I hate to say it, to keep bringing it up, but it goes back to the Super Bowl. How many times did we see Brock have to, on a critical third down, whether it was goal line or trying to get a first down, a free blitzer coming right at him? Somebody missed an assignment, you know, and look, I get it. Those plays do happen. But I feel like they're always in those critical moments, and the Niners are the ones making the mistakes. So, you know, I'm going to say, yeah, that's probably coaching. Unfortunately, you know, that's got to come down to the coaching. But then to contradict myself, you can put out the greatest game plan ever, and if your players don't execute it, then yeah, that's going to fall back on the coach because it's going to make it look like, what were you guys doing? So yeah, I agree with Debo. I think they have had, on paper, the best team in the last 5 years. And the problem is, I think, and I hate to say this, I think we're going to, as Niner fans, squander, you know, this amazing opportunity with this amazing roster like we did with Harbaugh's team that went to the playoffs a couple times, and they had that amazing defense. Maybe the offense could have used a little more spunk, but we're going to squander this these amazing rosters, and we're going to have all these players in the past like Fred Warner and Bosa and Debo and Kittle that, they were so close, and they're just not going to get that ring. I hate to say it. That's how I feel. And obviously I think you guys know by now, I probably tend to be more on the negative, and I hope I'm wrong. I always say it. I want to see this team win a Super Bowl so bad in my real adult life. So bad. I don't want old 20 year old memories, but that's just how I feel it's going to go. I think if it hasn't happened now, I just don't think it's going to happen with Kyle, and I don't think it's going to happen with this team.
Wow. Thanks, Waterman.
Man, that
appreciate
was,
the call.
Yeah. Hopefully he's wrong, Stani, but that was raw and uncut honesty. And I'll say this, to his point, and I know I sound like a broken record, and again, Ernie Chavez, I'm coming for you and the people on the bus that keep saying the two Super Bowls I watched, Niners Chiefs, where the Niners and that great roster had the great Patrick Mahomes and his team down 10 points in two consecutive Super Bowls. One went overtime, and we saw what happened in 2019. Don't tell me that Mahomes just showing up, the game wasn't close. And that's why I can appreciate phone calls like that. And now look what they're facing, Steiny. Not saying they can't get to the promised land, but it's already difficult city. Debo's out. McCaffrey's out. So, you know, I understand the psyche of a fan just wondering, have we had our best chance, you know, to get this done? We'll see.
What's been the reason the Niners haven't broken through in the Shanahan tenure? Let's throw out the first 2 years. This is his eighth year. Gone to the NFC Championship and beyond 4 out of the 5 years. I mean, is there just bad luck involved at times? I mean, whose fault is it that Christian McCaffrey fumbles on the first drive as you may be ready to take a 7-0 lead? I mean, it's McCaffrey's, right?
Yeah.
And I think he had, what, 80 rushing yards, 80 through the air in the Super Bowl?
And I just mentioned, if you allow me, Steiny, Tart against the Rams in the NFC Championship game, he catches that interception, which all of us in this studio right now probably could catch. That's probably another visit to the Super Bowl against the Bengals. You know what I mean? So those are the things where people, oh, you're being too rough on Kyle. No, it could be two things are true. I think the dude is great, a Jedi, a genius. I feel like he's been in his own way of not getting the ring, but I also can criticize him too. But those two instances, I can't. Tart should have caught the ball. They go to another Super Bowl. He didn't fumble. But I'll say this, partner, about this last Super Bowl, and you can tell me what you think because you've been around a while, so have I. I just hate that they didn't know the rules. I'm not saying that had an impact on the game, the overtime rules. But when I hear Kyle Shanahan, I'm thinking his team out of all the other 31 other teams, if any team players are going to know the rules, his team would know. And we heard Juice say, I don't even know the rules. Mean anything or not, that was just shocking to me.
Well, the part that I struggle with is, which is it with Shanahan? Mm. And because, let's face it, people take the easy way out. Oh, he's a great coach, great play caller, genius, great schemer, unbelievable. Any team would take him in a heartbeat. And then in the next vein, we say, well, he gets lemon booty. He gets too cute. He's arrogant. He doesn't know the rules. Well, like, those are a lot of things that would make a lot of coaches not great coaches.
Mm.
You know, I heard Shasky criticize clock management on Sunday. So that's where I feel like people like try to have it both ways. And maybe he's both. Maybe he's a great coach.
To be a head coach and coordinator, I think that comes with the territory, Steiny. You're wearing multiple hats.
I guess what I'm saying is quit saying he's a great coach if you also continue to say, not you, but people, if you also continue to say, well, he doesn't know the rules. He didn't throw a flag in the Eagles game. Might have changed the complexion of the game. You know, clock management at the end of the first Super Bowl. What else has he done that... you know, he didn't know the rules. Gets lemon booty, can't win the big one. Well, it's like, you're describing
the experience of Kyle, though. Somebody can be great and also have their flaws. But the flaws are not greater than his greatness.
Well,
and that's why his team.
They must be great enough to prevent him from winning the big game. So, like, I guess that's my point is, like, I can't stand when people. He's great. But then they list off everything they feel is a shortcoming. And then I feel like saying, well, where are we with him? Where are we with Kyle
Shanahan?
Well,
he's the one constant since 2019, right? Can we say that?
Yeah.
All right. It's his team. And we hadn't even talked about if you deem or there's some blunders out there that you remember from a coaching standpoint, in the championship games that they didn't close. I know Philly and the flag, but It's crazy, Stani.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel confident in who I am to sit here as a grown-ass man, look you in the face, and have this conversation about Kyle and say the better outweighs the bad, or the greatness outweighs the bad. But watching that Super Bowl and the play calling and the guy responsible for going away from the run when they were gashing the Chiefs in the fourth quarter, I think that is more than fair to say.
Well, then he's not a great coach. That's what
that
I got to say.
Be false. Well, because you don't get your team to four straight NFC championships and two Super Bowls.
But you've blamed him for not getting. People have blamed him for not getting over the hump.
And I think that's okay.
Okay. And that's what I'm saying.
Mike, you real quick here. I'm not to take it to hoop. You call Don Nelson a great coach.
Yeah.
But you have to do that without even going into the conversation of it, of knowing you're taking the positives and the negatives. Because if you're being fair and we're talking about Don Nelson, they're both.
Don Nelson never, ever had the best team in basketball, ever. And I'm not a huge Don Nelson fan. He's an incredible innovator, but Kyle Shanahan purportedly has the best team in football and has had the best team in football for the last 5 years, according to their running back / wide receiver.
Those are facts.
So tell me.
Justin
Antioch. Hey, Justin, what's going on, man?
What's going on? You guys hit a few of the points I was going to make with the McCaffrey's fumble, the tart hitting his face mask.
Man.
So I'll try to make this quick. Probably won't be. Back in Philadelphia, there was a coach named Andy Reid. He got criticized the same way up and down. He had weapons. He had Terrell Owens, Shady McCoy, Brian Westbrook, McNabb, all good players. Some people call them great players. But he just could never get over the hump. And what did they do? They ran him out of Philly. Where did he go? The Kansas City Chiefs. And what happened? Like you just said, he drafted Michael Jordan. Here comes Patrick Mahomes, where in any heated situation, Joe Montana-esque, Troy Aikman, Steve Young, these guys are going to drive down the field and score. You're looking at the same thing with Shanahan. All the coach can do is put you in the position to win. And Shanahan has done nothing but that. He will get you there. It's on the players to win the game. They got to make the plays. He can put you in position. He doesn't have a Patrick Mahomes. You can say Purdy's good. I think he's good. Garoppolo, I mean, what did he turn into when he didn't have Shanahan? You could say Shanahan brought the best out of him. But if you're looking at it, he doesn't have that Patrick Mahomes. You need a guy to drive your team down the field to win a game.
Wow.
And that's the bottom line. You are going up against Patrick Mahomes year in, year out. If you're getting there, you got to go through him, and good luck beating him.
Hey, real quick, because you kind of hit me, man, and that was a great call. But I'll say this, and I know you could cuss me out and I would understand it. I understand Brock Purdy, and I'm not saying he's Patrick Mahomes. But let's not ignore what's down the road. And what's down the road for the Niners' current starting quarterback is the possibility of being the highest paid QB in the game. That doesn't mean he's Mahomes, but I guess I'm saying he ain't chopped liver either. So Kyle's got something at the quarterback position.
You're listening. Yeah. Go ahead, Justin.
Sorry. Andy Reid had a guy named Donovan McNabb that could have won it.
Yeah.
When you're going, I mean, look at the Niners when they had Steve Young, but guess who they kept running into? Emmitt Smith, Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin. Troy Aikman was the man at the time, and he is driving down the field to win it until Steve Young finally got through by going through Green Bay.
Great point. Thanks, Justin. Appreciate the call. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Twitch and YouTube powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
You kind of, I ain't speaking for you, Stani, you kind of thought just at the quarterback, like, hey, Purdy's a great story. Jimmy's, but if you're, I'm not speaking for you. He has me thinking, okay, you lost a game because they had a better quarterback than you. But we all know it. The game is not predicated on who has the best quarterback. It's a team game. It's two sides of the ball. So if some people are saying, and a lot are, they have Mahomes, you don't. Yeah. I just don't think that's how sports work. We've seen great athletes, the most talented ones with lesser help. LeBron James couldn't take on the Warrior monster. So that's what the Niners are to me. Yeah, you don't have, you know, LeBron doesn't have Clay or Draymond Green, but he's great. And it's, I don't think that's good enough to say, all right, they got Mahomes, you don't. That's why Kyle's not one.
Okay, what? Why didn't Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Charles Barkley, why didn't they win titles?
Because of Jordan.
Okay, well, and I'm going to use Mahomes as the Michael Jordan. Like that is the way I look at it.
But you could never come
He's
back.
He's undefeated and in the Super Bowl.
And I know it's different sports. We're doing the crossover early. You could never say, well, Jerry Sloan messed up game six when he did this or that. It's nuance. There are no glaring,
football,
he did this.
In football, if you remember, they gave the ball to Malone in the low post and Jordan took it from him.
I'll never forget
it. The same as a fumble in football. It's the same thing. Why did he call that play? You know what I mean? And I know it's preposterous, but that's the way people look at it.
Yeah. But that wasn't blunder, though.
What wasn't?
That
Karl Malone's turnover with 28 seconds left?
It was a Karl Malone blunder.
Right.
It wasn't a coaching blunder. A coaching blunder is Popovich dunking out on a free throw from Chris Bosh, and he misses, and the Heat get the rebound to make the Ray Allen play even a thing. That's a blunder. You know what I mean?
I mean, if you say so.
But I guess all I'm saying, Stein, is we could stop if everybody's just going to say they got the better quarterback. We watched
but that's
the
a
game.
Fact. That's a fact.
But we watched the game, and the team with the lesser quarterback had a 10-point lead twice. So it's more than that.
Well, but one of the things that made Michael Jordan the great player was, you know, he was better than everybody else. Maybe Mahomes is better than everybody else. I don't know. 211, Steel Reserve. What's up, 211?
What's up, my fellas?
Hey, look, man.
I want to chime in. You know me. I got no love for the Niners, but I like to, you know, put my two cents in, non-biased, because, you know, they're a good squad. Let's keep it real. I want to touch on what that last caller said, and I'm gonna put it like this because I agree with him. Andy Reid had all these quarterbacks that were just as good, if not as good as Purdy. Purdy's raw, don't get me wrong, but Shanahan has shown that he can insert almost any quarterback and get that system to work. The difference, and I'm not saying Purdy ain't it. I'm not saying that, but what I am gonna say is, does Purdy elevate players around him? Is he that type of player that elevates talent around him? Mahomes is. Mahomes elevates his players around him to another level. So that's just my two cents. And then as far as Niners fans getting worried, I mean, look, that hangover thing is real. And the Niners, they've dodged that bullet, and they've gotten back to the big games. It starts – that window starts to close, and I understand the little panic that's going on. But, you know, they're hurt right now. They're in a division where I think they can afford to lose games. Nobody wants to lose games. But you're in a good spot right now until it's not. So I wouldn't panic just yet. I think they're going to be all right. And that window is closing, man. 8 years and all that opportunity that Shanahan has had, I don't know, man. I just don't know. But that's my two cents, fellas.
Appreciate it, Steel Reserve.
Tiny, he hit me again with, I'm asking you, how does one quantify Purdy elevating what we deem a $30 million. Like, what's that look like?
Well, the difference is, to me, Mahomes is the best player on the Chiefs, and Purdy's not the best player on the 49ers. But I get what Steel Reserve's saying. Mahomes has to quarterback, I think, differently than Brock Purdy.